It's time now for Detoxifying the Soul, brought to you by Kathy Harris Ministries.
Hello, I'm Kathy Harris, and I'm so glad that you joined me here today on Detoxifying the Soul. Detoxifying the Soul is a strategic antidote sent forth from the kingdom of God to eradicate every negative toxic influence of your past. We're here to root out, pull down, throw down, and destroy every hindrance in your spirit, soul, and body so that you can fulfill your unique God-given destiny. You know, the word detoxify comes from the root word detox, which simply is a place where people come to be detoxified. Well, you're in the right place at the right time so that you can begin the process of spiritual detoxification through the Word of God. When you detoxify something or someone, you are removing the toxic or poisonous substance or counteracting its toxic effects. Jesus declares in John 15:3, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." God has some things to say to you today. So come on, launch out into the deep and defeat the enemies of your soul.
Hello, and welcome to the broadcast today. I'm so glad that you've joined me here on Detoxifying the Soul. And I take it that your day is a prosperous day, that you are doing great and mighty things in the name of Jesus. I know that you are taking new territory and that you are possessing the land that God has for your life. You're growing and maturing. You're no longer held captive by the attitudes and the pressures of this world, but you are soaring like an eagle. I know that you are occupying until he comes. Oh, I can see you now doing great and mighty things in the name of Jesus. And I know that God is pleased because he is pleased by your faith, because he declared in his word, the just shall live by his faith. So today, as we go further in the broadcast, I'd like to talk to you today about how to propel and prevail against rejection. How to propel and prevail against rejection. You know, rejection is a poison. It is a death dart sent from the kingdom of darkness to cripple and destroy every life that it approaches. Rejection's bite has deadly venom that, if left undisturbed, will soon shut down vital spiritual organs necessary for life and good success. If no antidote is given, the life and destiny of the individual will soon perish. The poisonous venom of rejection stealthily infiltrates the spirit and body of its victim, leaving death and destruction in its rearview mirror. It creeps into the soul, clouding the mind to distort the spiritual vision. It corrupts the emotions, causing instability of character and shady integrity. It pollutes the human will, resulting in wrong choices and shipwreck courses. Make no mistake about it. Rejection comes with one goal in mind: to steal, kill, and destroy. It comes to harass and wreak havoc on the journey of life. Remember the scripture in Isaiah 53:3 says, "He was despised and rejected of men." No specific gender intended. It can be a man or a woman. But notice, though it was from the demonic kingdom, though it was demonic influence behind the scene, human beings carried it out. He was despised and rejected of men. How is it that Jesus was rejected of men? Because that's who he came to help. That's who he came to save. The scripture declares that he came to save that which was lost. It's really not true rejection if you never sought to reach out to something or someone. How can they reject you if there was not an extended hand toward them? When you accept something, you take what is offered. Something has to be offered in order for you to reject it, you know? When you offer love, when you offer friendship, wisdom, counsel, matrimony, intimacy, peace, love, freedom, relationship, partnership, work, your gifts and talents, etc. They have the option to either accept or reject. God never made us to be robots. He gave us the power to choose. The Bible says that Jesus was rejected of men. Not all creation, but men. Talking about human beings. What was he offering? What was he offering that we rejected? You know, the Bible says over in the book of John, chapter 3, the Bible says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. What was Jesus offering to the world? The Bible declares God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 10:27-29, Jesus declared, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Jesus said in that scripture, he said, I give unto them eternal life. John chapter 17, verse 1-3, the Bible declares, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Before we come to know Christ, we are dead in trespasses and sins. According to the scriptures in Ephesians chapter 2, Jesus comes to give us life. You know, the Bible declares in John 10:10, for the thief cometh not, but for to steal, kill, and destroy. See, you and I have the option. We can either choose to accept that or reject it. But that scripture goes on to say, Jesus said, but I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Which portion of that scripture will you accept or reject? The Bible declares to us in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Again, what was Jesus offering that men rejected? Well, we can see through the scriptures that we have read that he was offering eternal life. He was offering life to us, and we could accept it or reject it. You know, God wants us to prevail in this life. God wants us to walk victoriously. He wants us to walk as more than a conqueror. But we must be those who will daily yield ourselves, humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God, that God will exalt us in due time. You see, it's not the will of God that we be afflicted and cast down by the spirit of rejection. You know, and if you are experiencing the backlash of an encounter with rejection, I want you to know that today is your day of victory. Today is your day of freedom. You know, just as Jesus stood at the graveside of Lazarus and said, "Lazarus, come forth." And when Lazarus came forth, he still had on grave clothes. And when Lazarus came forth, he still was tied up. But you know, Jesus said, "Loose him and let him go." Today is your day of being loosed from the spirit of rejection. You know, they may have hurt you. They may have done some horrible things to you. But you know what? I want you to decide. I want you to make the decision even now, right here at this moment, that you won't take it personal. You know, the Bible declares in Mark chapter 5, verse 39 through 42, And when he was come in, he saith unto them, "Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, "Talitha cumi," which is being interpreted, "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with great astonishment. You know, never take personal an opportunity where God can use you to be powerful in him. You know, every encounter you have with the spirit of rejection is an opportunity for you to be powerful in God. You must determine, "I will not take this personally." You know, the Bible declares over in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love believes the best of every person. Instead of sitting there in the dark, depressed and oppressed about what he or she or they did to you, rise up out of that situation, rise up out of that darkness and shake it off, and choose not to be affected by the spirit of rejection. Every encounter you have with the spirit of rejection is an opportunity for you to be powerful in God. You must determine, "I will not take this personally." You know, the Bible declares over in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love believes the best of every person. Instead of sitting there in the dark, depressed and oppressed about what he or she or they did to you, rise up out of that situation, rise up out of that darkness and shake it off, and choose not to be affected by the spirit of rejection. You know, this account of the miracle in Mark chapter 5, where Jesus raised Jairus's daughter from the dead, this is a perfect example of how we will be presented with opportunities to be powerful in God. If we don't choose to take the assault of the enemy personally, you see, Jesus came to do good, But there were people there that laughed him to scorn. He could have yielded to the temptation to be selfish and focus on the intended offense. But he took the high road and yielded to the plan and purposes of God. And a girl was raised from the dead. Praise God. He took the high road. He refused to yield to the offense. The Bible said they laughed him to scorn. You know, they didn't just laugh at him one time. They just had a good old time making fun of Jesus. You gonna do what? You went where? You did this? You believe in God for a promotion? Laughed him to scorn. But you know what? Jesus kept focus. You know, people, many times they begin to take personal the attack, allowing the situation to govern their mind, their will, their emotions, allowing a flood of wrong thoughts and inappropriate behavior to follow. You know, that person may have broke your heart. You know, God is a healer of the broken heart. You may have been connected to them in a soul tie. You may have had such great expectations, such great hopes for the future, and all of a sudden, crash, rejection. But I'm going to say this, and I want you to take it to heart. Don't take it personal. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. Let the words of God comfort you. The Bible said he is the God of all comfort. Don't let this situation come between you and God. You know, if we only take a minute sometimes, step back, stop, look, and listen, and yield to God in total surrender and deep fellowship, we'll find strength and direction in the midst of the storm. And you know, it will always result in us being powerful in God. It will always result in us being a powerful witness of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. We need to hear what the Spirit is saying to us and then quickly follow his guidance. His strength empowers us to demand absolute surrender and death to the flesh and selfishness. It allows you to see the door of opportunity to be powerful in God and glorify his name. You know, never take personal an opportunity where God can use you to be powerful in him. You know, this account of the miracle in Mark chapter 5, where Jesus raised Jairus' daughter from the dead, is a perfect example of how we will be presented with opportunities to be powerful in God. If we choose not to allow the assault to get in us, if we choose not to take the assault of the enemy personal. You know, Jesus came to do good, but there were people that laughed him to scorn. You know, maybe in that situation that you're facing, you were only trying to do good, but they rejected you. You were only trying to love your enemy, but they rejected that love. You were only trying to bring peace in the situation, but they rejected. You were only trying to bring wisdom in the midst of confusion, but they rejected your counsel. And now you've taken it personal. And they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting him. So don't take it personal. You know, Jesus could have yielded to the temptation to be selfish and focus on the intended offense. But he took the high road and yielded to the plans and purposes of God. And a girl was raised from the dead. Praise be to God. You know, most oftentimes when we are confronted with rejection, when we are confronted with a situation with such heated offense, 9 times out of 10, there's a miracle waiting to happen for someone else. And if we will not yield to the temptation, if we will not focus on self, if we will not be selfish in the situation, but yield to the love of God and allow God to use us, taking the high road, not the low road, but the high road, and seeing great results in God and for God. You know, many times people become self-centered during a trial and in the midst of persecution from the enemy. But you know, God says, love your enemy. Because see, we see the end from the beginning. We're not moved by mere persecution. We're not moved by light affliction. We have an advantage. We have inside information. We know that we're overcomers. We know that we have the victory. So let's stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, never being again entangled by the yoke of bondage, never being again entangled by the tricks and traps and seductions of the enemy. You know, the Bible declares that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and shall not faint. You know, instead of reacting, instead of jumping to conclusions, instead of allowing the wrong thoughts to flow through your mind, just take a minute and go and get before the Lord and let God speak. Let God direct you. He said, call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Let God guide you, not the situation, not your emotions. Let God guide you and you will not be ensnared by the spirit of rejection that hides behind the scene. You will flourish. God will show you things to come. He will show you what's going on so that you can make the right choices, not under pressure, but in peace, in peace. The Bible says to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. You see, our heart has all the answers that we'll ever need if we will get quiet enough to hear. Let God guide us in every situation. You see, God's words will empower us to win. God's word will show us the next step in the situation. And you know, sometimes the next step is being quiet in front of your enemies. Sometimes the next step is just praising and thanking God. You know, the Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. You know, if we keep that in perspective, many times we'll not be trapped by the hurts and pains and shame and trauma that comes along with rejection. It'll be like water off a duck's back. It'll not even penetrate our shield. You know, God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. God has the right direction. He has the right answer in every situation in our lives. And we need not be overcome by the spirit of rejection. So what if they rejected your counsel? So what if they rejected your friendship? It's not the first time. You have to be confident that though all forsake you, you are not alone. The Father is always with you. And if God be for you, it's more than the world against you. Get your eyes off of yourself and see God in the situation. See God being exalted because your attitude stayed right. See God exalted because you chose not to react in the situation, because you chose not to retaliate. See God exalted because the words that came out of your mouth were life and not cursing and damnation. See God exalted and your enemies scattered. God is love. And you know, even in situations where the person, talking about the person that may have been the person that was used by the enemy to bring this situation into your life, God wants peace for them as well. God wants them to know his love. God wants them to know and experience his grace and his mercy. So pray for your enemies. Do good to them. God loves them. And God has a plan for your life. But if you're allowed...
Detoxifying the Soul has been brought to you by Kathy Harris Ministries. For more information, go to detoxifyingthesoul.com.